Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome into our daily editorial, a bit of a personal daily editorial. Coming to you a little bit late today. Jim was the featured speaker at a service club luncheon today, so I want to congratulate him on that. Jimmy, I want to talk a little bit about homeschooling. I ended up, since I had time around noon today, to have lunch with a good friend of mine who's got a number of children. Specifically, he's got three kids. He lives in our school district. And he said that in light of what went on with the school shutdown, I believe it was a week ago, and in light of the queer open mic event that the school district sponsored the weekend following the shutdown, he said, we decided we're going to homeschool our kids. Public schools is not for us, and it's certainly not for our children. Jimmy, do you have any comments on that?
Well, as a very involved person in the school district right there for quite a long time,
right,
the frustration is real with the people in the community. The ideological driven agenda that the state of Washington has put in education, and combine that with the teachers that have come up through the system in Bellingham,
right,
with a very progressive ideology, a lot of people are saying, why am I wasting my time and my children's future by allowing this really propaganda and a absolute system of appeasement to children rather than responsibility,
right,
rather than strong education, strong mathematics, strong requirements for success rather than,
right,
everybody makes it through. A lot of frustration. So I'm not surprised at all that your acquaintance said they're going to move to homeschooling. And that's probably happening all over America.
This guy is more than an acquaintance. He's a really close friend. We go to the same church, etc. I don't find it to be amazing at all. I think it's very interesting. All he's doing is sticking to his guns in terms of he does not want, and his wife, I have to say, also does not want a public school system dictating their education to their children when it's been proven to be negative for the kids. You made a comment, Jimmy. You know, the school district ended up having a lockdown for 2 days after it announced that they were going to have the queer open mic night. And you made a comment about that, as did Frida. You both said that, you know, kids are getting so confused right now. They don't even know what to think, and consequently, you're going to get events like happened that forced the local school district here to lock down for, actually, it was almost 48 hours. I find that to be really sad, but I think the results are going to be shown in the upcoming November election, Jim.
Yeah, I think so, and I think the progressive ideologies and the court system that just basically bending over backwards to appease these types of groups,
right,
are beginning to be, I mean, they're getting frustrated, right? And they're lashing out even harder. And I think the average person that wants their children to do well, that just Joe Sixpack and his wife who works, a job and wants their family to succeed, they realize that there's something going on that they just can't, see success for their children. We've all wanted our children to do better than we did, and at least I do, and I think most responsible parents do. But what we're seeing now is a separation where the actual institutions and in fact the education system in many progressive states are separating children from their parents with ideology.
Yep.
And they're focusing on those efforts rather than just educating them to be prepared for a very complex and very challenging world that we all have to live in. There are no free lunches out there. There's no, free. Just because President or the guy in charge right now, Biden, wants to give away free money for college loans doesn't mean your life is going to get easier because you've got over on your college loans.
Yeah.
Life's going to be hard. You need to teach that. You need to teach resilience. You need to teach strength and have expectations rather than kowtowing to an ideology that puts everyone's emotional well-being above their actual success. I think it's actually inverted, and they're creating a lot of the conditions and the circumstances right now that we're facing with the anger and the frustration, like the young terror guy that killed all these children in Uvalde, like the guy in Buffalo. Yeah, these things are just, it's creating, exacerbating serious tensions in our society.
Well, I think, one thing to look at is all you have to do to look at the success of what's going on right now is look at the president's son, Hunter Biden. The guy's a millionaire. I mean, if he can do it, you got to do the same thing, you got to go in the same direction for your kids that his mom and dad pushed him into for his direction. Jimmy, anything else you want to talk about?
I spoke today at the, Capitol City, the Columbia, South Carolina Rotary Club. I was very honored to do it. And I think you've been a Rotary past president. My father-in-law was the past president of this club. And they've had, I've seen other speakers there. I saw Lindsey Graham. I saw, some very famous World War II veterans. I saw Joe Scarborough there. And they get a lot of politicians, a lot of different people and variety there. And I was really honored to speak. I talked about Ukraine and the challenges and kind of what my belief is and what I've talked about on this show about Putin's objectives and then what all the propaganda that's really tearing people apart.
Right.
Interesting thing happened when I was finished. Obviously, a number of people came up to me and started asking questions. The first woman that very much rushed up there, very positively thanked me very graciously for the speech and then began to talk up on some issues, and I realized that she was actually quite progressive, or at least a strong Biden supporter. And I speak in a neutral term. I try to provide as many facts as possible. But she made an interesting observation. So the New York Republican representative that announced he wanted to support gun control, he was forced out of the race because he wanted to support gun control. This woman said, look, there's no more free speech in America. This representative was, had to back out. And I thought it was very interesting because she does not understand. She's educated. She's a businesswoman. But she doesn't understand that's not free speech. That's politics. And I think a lot of the left-wing and progressive media are mixing a free speech message with the idea that you can't say something that's against the grain here without being crushed, but that happens to be a conservative view.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very, very enlightening to me to see her perspective. She was equating that with free speech because politically he was hurt by the state GOP for taking a stance that the GOP didn't like. That it has nothing to do with free speech. But she equated it that way, and I thought that was interesting. It's a very good understanding of how some of the left is thinking right now, or incongruently considering some of these issues that we're facing in America.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of people in the electorate are going to be confused come November here for the, I'm going to call them primaries. I know they're not really primaries, but we've got elections coming up here in November, and they're not really primaries, but they are a harbinger of things to come, in my opinion. And if I were to guess, I would say that the Democratic Party is really going to have to scramble to find people coming up in the 24 election, for example, to run for president.
I think they're going to have a very tough time with it. If they don't find their way back towards to accommodate the working class blue collar American worker that believes in this country, that has supported the Democratic Party for a couple of generations, if they don't get back to that very quickly, they're going to be in very big trouble unless they cheat their way through the system again. And I think there's just too many eyes watching now. So,
well, among some of the eyes they're going to be watching, I'm getting a huge response from people hearing me, Jimmy. Friends of yours and friends of mine who are volunteering to be poll watchers coming up, got invited to a couple of parties. I have been asked to speak on behalf of a couple of, or to meet, I should say, a couple of the Democrat, the Republican candidates. I'm going to do everything I can on our podcast, because you know all of these people. I want to do everything I can on our podcast to give these guys support.
Absolutely. With Simon Sefcik running for the state Senate for Doug Erickson's seat after he passed away.
You
Fantastic young man.
I made arrangements to have him be the featured speaker at our breakfast club. And the other candidate, I'll let you know as soon as it's firmed up.
Good job, Al.
I appreciate it. Jim, anything else you want to talk about?
I think that does it for today.
There we go. Jim, always a pleasure. You're my best friend. Thank you so much.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.